The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 4-1 in conference play and 7-1 overall. Ohio State hosts Nebraska on Saturday in 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now then.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. I asked JT yesterday about how he and Ohio State striking the balance between being safe with the ball and not risking interceptions versus throwing the ball downfield in pursuit of explosive plays. How would you characterize how the passing game is going in that regard?
Oh, no, that's exactly the way we play. The reason we're not hitting the big plays is not because of we don't force balls here. You just don't do that. We have to get better separation, and then the few times that we have not either protection or we just misfired. So last week was not a good indication. It was just a soft coverage team, a team that wanted to keep everything in front of you. You saw against Oklahoma, those aren't, just forcing balls. So we're just I like what's going on. We just have to hit some of the deep, be more consistent on hitting them.
Okay. And a question about Chris Worley. How is he playing, and in what ways other than his play is he important to the team?
Oh, he's a leader. You'd have to ask Coach Fickell exactly on his grades. I think he's playing fine. He's one of the heart and souls of our team that gives everything he's got, and I love who he is.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. A bit of an offbeat question. I was wondering if you'd had time to watch Ezekiel with the Cowboys that much, and what were your impressions of his, what's been a really big first half for him with the Cowboys?
I have not had to watch him, seen him. I've every once in a while go upstairs, and the guys will have him on, like, their phones watching him, and I've seen a few highlights. I know he's killing it, so I think he went to the right place. I hear he's got a great offensive line, and I remember that was all the conversation when they drafted him, so I'm very happy for him.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Urban. I wanted to ask you about Raekwon McMillan. I know what you just said about you don't keep real close tabs on the defense, but just that maybe the growth you've seen in him, not only as a player but a leader and kind of a guy who sets the defense, how do you think he's progressed here over 3 years?
Well, I apologize. I do keep close tabs on the defense when you, in particular, is about how exactly Worley played. You know, I'd rather let Luke talk about it, but Raekwon is, since he's one of the most mature people I've ever seen come walk into a program as a young person, and obviously he's a captain in his third year, incredible leadership, toughness, and a guy that gives us everything he's got.
And I believe you said a couple weeks ago that Dante Booker had been medically cleared, and we've seen him dress but not play. I'm just wondering sort of what's the next step after a guy gets medically cleared that leads you to actually playing him again?
I'm not sure he's 100% yet. He's medically cleared, but he's not 100%.
Okay.
Your next question is from Ben Asherlong with Land of Ten.
Hey, Coach. Nike just unveiled some throwback jerseys you guys are going to be wearing this week, and I was wondering, one, what your opinion of them was, and two, what's the value of those in recruiting?
Yeah, I remember seeing them in the summer, and I think Nike does a great job, and Gene Smith, and I don't get too much involved. I know we had some of our captains involved in it. It's a tradition that's been going on here for a few years. It's, I think the fans love it and recruits love it, and anxious to see what they look like. I remember seeing them. I forgot. I'm going to check them out today, though.
And I got another Raekwon question for you. When you take into account the caliber of player that he was coming out of high school and the position that he played, linebacker was a place you guys were kind of depleted when you first got to Columbus. Is he one of the more important recruits that you have landed since you got to Ohio State?
Certainly is. You know, that especially to go down in the state of Georgia and pull out a player like that, that was, that's either 1A or 1B on big signings that we've had.
Thanks, Coach.
And And your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, because of all the guys you lost to the NFL draft and the inexperience of some of your players that are now starters for you, have you and Ed been limited maybe somewhat in your play calling this year?
I'm not sure limited is the right answer. I think we're not quite as explosive as we'd like to be. You know, we're still calling them, and we're just maybe not executing the big hits. So, no, I don't think so on the play calling, more execution of it.
As far as Nebraska goes, another ranked team, your schedule's been loaded with them. What type of problems do they possess both offensively and defensively for you this week?
Great players. They're also their return game on both sides. Punt return and kick return is dynamic. Just a very well-coached team that has great players. You know, that's they're a top 10 team for a reason, and number one is players, and number two is their coaches put them in great position to be successful.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much, Hi, Urban. I was just wondering, for a head coach and your coaching staff, how difficult is it to have a weekend where you have a huge game, but you also have people coming in on official visits, a lot of unofficial visits? Just how much, I don't know, workload, whatever you want to call it, does that add to your weekend?
It's ridiculous. It's just as you can imagine. But, you know, there's going to be a nice day, 65-degree day in Columbus, Ohio for a night game. So what better way to showcase your program?
But you do want to have a good face, whatever, for the recruits the next day, no matter what, right? Is that part of the game, I guess, you play?
That's one of the risks you take, to say that it's going to be all... if things don't go out, work out our way, yeah, it's going to be tough.
Hey, thanks, man.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Ari Wasserman, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Urban, yesterday in your press conference you mentioned that Ben Victor is really close, and I know that he's played and been involved in somebody you've spoken highly of. What is it that you've seen out of him in practice that makes you repeatedly bring him up? And does he bring something different than maybe the other receivers in the rotation aren't right now because of his size?
Yeah, he's just a big, big, fast guy, you know, that has great ball skills, and he's a wonderful young man that just has to continue to remember the speed of the game and the toughness of the game, and is so close because he's one of the more talented guys I've seen at his age. So, yeah, he's got an incredible future.
What does a guy like that at this point in a freshman year have to do to become part of your rotation?
Consistency and consistency in the whole 4-6 mentality that we have here. And he's got to, because it's more than just going out and catching a post route. It's blocking and, you know, doing things right.
Do you think that it's possible he could do that?
Yes.
This year?
I do. I think this is a big week for him in practice.
Thanks, Urban.
Okay.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.